Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Taking a look at some of your messages, and in fact, questions for Dr. Carl. Benjamin says, and let me just find it, please will you ask the good Dr. Carl, if there is a substance that stops or delays rubber from perishing, it's related to my turntable drive belt. Dr. Carl, good morning. How are you?
Very well. Thank you, Dr. Howard.
So one
now we're talking about the rubber belt degrading.
Yes.
You speak to an industrial chemist. However, there are several automotive or car or vehicle products that are specifically designed to keep rubber looking as good as possible for a long time. One of them is called Armorall, A-R-M-O-U-R-A-L-L, and I do not know if this would work, but I would try to go and join a forum of people in who deal with turntables and the rubber belts that are used, and they will know the product, but almost certainly Armorall might help. But really, you can buy the rubber belts. You can just order them overseas, and they come very quickly, and that way you can keep on using this ancient technology. And did you know, Dr. Howard, that this year was the first year in several decades when black vinyl records actually outsold CDs? They're coming back. The records are coming back.
I've got it. I love my turntable. Absolutely love my turntable. It's just the best thing. And there's nothing like that faint crackle in the background for authenticity. I don't know what it is. Maybe it just speaks to my age, but I really do love it.
They are fine things. And is yours a direct drive, or do you have a rubber belt? And do you use a conical or an elliptical needle?
Let's look at diabetes.
Look at diabetes instead.
Because I've got absolutely no idea. My wife bought it as a birthday present, and I absolutely love it. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. All right, so let's talk about diabetes. A cure for diabetes type 1.
Yes. So there's two types of diabetes. So the diabetes is basically a disease of sugar metabolism. The more common one worldwide, more people suffering from it than the population of India, over 1 billion people, is type 2 diabetes. And in that case, the pancreas can make insulin. Bit of a cough. The pancreas can make insulin. However, the receptors in the muscle and the liver, something's happened bad to them. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about type 1 diabetes, where the pancreas cannot make insulin. Now, often this can happen, surprisingly often, to a student in school, where a disease goes through the entire school. It's no big deal. They get a bit of a cough or runny nose or something. It goes away because their immune system has made chemicals to fight off the bacterium or a virus, and in every now and then, maybe one high school per every couple of years, those chemicals that the immune system makes to fight off the invading bacteria, they also attack the pancreas and destroy the cells that make insulin. And suddenly, after a very inconsequential illness, suddenly a high school student or a primary school student is stuck with being an injecting diabetic, injecting insulin for the rest of their lives. Well, here's a case of somebody who was like that, who had type 1 diabetes, and whenever their blood sugar dropped, they'd lose consciousness without warning. They would actually crash their bike or their motorbike into a wall. They were a mail deliverer, and sometimes they would pass out. And there was an advertisement for people with type 1 diabetes to participate in a clinical trial. Now, this clinical trial, to get to where it was, took 20 years, $50 million, and 15 to 20 people. And what they were trying to do was inject stem cells into the body and then work out what sequences of chemical messages would make those stem cells go into the pancreas and then turn into the cells that had been killed by their own antibodies. And that took 20 years, 15 to 20 people, and $50 million people, $50 million, and the first person is now totally normal and does not need to inject at all.
Wow.
Now that's a sample size of one.
Sure.
All we've now got to do is try it with 100 people and then 10,000, but finally, the genetic this aspect of the genetic revolution is coming to us, where we can fix up things by fooling around with the DNA. So in an extreme case, somebody might have, for example, lost an arm in an accident. Mm-hmm. The DNA still has instructions on how to grow the arm, and now we're learning how to trigger those instructions in the DNA to say, grow another arm for that person. We're not there yet, but we've done it with a sample size of one for diabetes, one.
But at least it can be done, and I think that's the yep. amazing thing. Let's just talk about the top 10 science stories for 2021. And yes, we accept that it's got an Australian slant. We don't mind. We're okay with that.
There will be many different top science stories, and there will be ones for South Africa as well. Mm-hmm. So the ones that affected us were that, of course, the COVID crisis continued. But the vaccines gave some help. In the case of Australia, 73% of everybody is double vaccinated. I do believe that over the whole of South Africa is 25% are double vaccinated. And over the whole of that giant continent called Africa, only 10% have received mm-hmm. their first dose. Mm-hmm. And that is very bad. Now, are you familiar with the concept of not weeing in public swimming pools?
Yes.
Imagine that you go to your local public swimming pool and there's a sign saying you can't wee anywhere except over in that corner. And you think that's stupid. It'll spread. And in the same way, everybody on earth needs to be vaccinated. Absolutely. And that includes everybody in Africa and Antarctica and everywhere. Okay. And then a few other top 10 stories. We did okay with the climate change thing on COP26, but we didn't do well enough. The Great Barrier Reef in Australia, is actually in danger, but the Australian government went to a lot of trouble to force the United Nations to take it off the endangered list. And of course, on a separate thing, this is worldwide, two billionaires were among the first commercial space travel. And here's a good one. We've got the world's first malaria vaccine. At last, thank heavens. Why did it take so long? Overfishing has been bad for sharks because sharks are a top predator. And if you get rid of the things below them, then the sharks go as well. The first gene-edited food is in Japan, and it's a special tomato. And the oldest rock painting known in Australia was, of course, of a kangaroo. What else would you expect? So they're our top bunch of stories for Australia.
It would be interesting to hear from our listeners, what do you think the top South African stories are? 34519 or 0618951019. I also wanted to ask you about the coldest that you can get. What is the coldest measurement that we can get?
On the centigrade scale, it goes to -273.15 degrees. That's absolute zero, and you cannot go colder than that. And there is a creature called the tardigrade, T-A-R-D-I-G-R-A-D-E, which can survive being taken down to -271, just 2 degrees above absolute zero, and then you bring it back again, and it lives, and you can put it in space on the outside of the International Space Station, exposed to the high vacuum of space, the temperature changes of +/-200 degrees, and the radiation, and it'll wake up after 10 days and come back to life. So that's the coldest temperature. The hottest temperature, well, according to some scientists, it's probably, there is no such thing. So the relativity scientists say, nah. Relativity Einstein, they say, look, you just keep on pumping energy in, and there's no limit to how much energy, so you can have it any temperature you want. But the quantum scientists are saying, well, you end up with a certain amount of mass in the universe, and if you convert this into energy, then divided by Boltzmann's constant, you end up with a certain number. So the quantum scientists say, well, yeah, there probably is a maximum temperature from a quantum point of view, but when you're getting up to those numbers, temperature doesn't actually mean anything that we can relate to, because our whole universe begins disintegrating at much lower temperatures, like trillions of degrees lower, and I mean trillions. So is there an absolute top temperature? Maybe yes, maybe no, depending on whether you're talking to a relativity person for yes and a quantum person for no.
So a number of our listeners, Yossi, Garen, all say the top South Africa science story has got to be our scientists discovering Omicron. And I think that's absolutely right. It's the fact that we identified Omicron in this country is phenomenal, even though it was it already existed in other parts of the world, Dr. Cole.
It shows that you did good, very good work, and I'm kind of ashamed that other countries of the world are trying to cut South Africa off from travel. I can sort of see arguments for it and against it, but I think it was absolutely brilliant work that they did due to their work in other infectious diseases. And you know how come it jumped two letters in the alphabet?
Yep.
Did you hear that story?
Tell us.
Yeah, because... it was supposed to go, the next letter after lambda was nu, N-U, pronounced new, and you couldn't call it the new coronavirus because you'd say to somebody, hey, I've got new coronavirus. Yeah, which one? Oh, new. Yeah, but which one? New. It's called new. What do you mean new? You know, it's like that comedy thing.
Yeah.
And the next one after that was XI, which I don't know how you pronounce it in the Greek language, but mathematicians call it Z or Xi. But in China, there's five ways of pronouncing XI, and each one means something different. But the Chinese
Premier.
Boss, Xi Jinping, you pronounce that. Think of the word for ocean like sea and then say it really quickly or short like sea, and then don't go up or down at the front and don't go up or down at the back. Just an even tone, because Mandarin is a tonal language, and just say sea and then you've got it. So imagine naming it Howard Feldman coronavirus. You'd think, hey, don't blame me for it. So I guess they decided not to call it the C version.
Exactly. And Yossi says, pity we can't find the 500 billion rand stolen by Jacob Zuma and the Guptas. Ouch. It is 7:29. Well, Dr. Cole, thank you on that note. That's where we leave it. Thank you, as always, for your information.